Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Solana Police Department, in partnership with the Homer Police, Kenai Police, and Alaska State Troopers are jointly hosting a free Women's Only Self-Defense course in Solana. The Women's Only Self-Defense course will take place Saturday, January 21st from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. and is tentatively scheduled at the All-American Training Center on the Kenai Spur Highway in Solana. Solana Police Chief Gene Meek explains the interest driven by a simple post on social media.
Just 24 hours after we released, we're going to do this. Not counting Homer, just in the Soldotna area, we've had 75 women reach out to Sergeant Escott. I am so excited. I mean, I'm over the top. I didn't expect this big of an engagement.
Chief Meek explains teaming up with the Homer Police and other local law enforcement for the class.
He's been doing this, I don't know how often. When I first got to town 3 months ago and took over being chief here, they just had one. I started following Homer on Facebook, and it was pretty popular. And me and the lieutenant met over at a school administration, kind of like meet and greet, where we talked about drugs and current trends with schools and school shootings. So we meet there, and then he reached out to me and wanted to do like a whole peninsula one. And we have a couple different facilities here in Soldotna that will host it. Well, that just led to, all right, well, I'll post on the Facebook for Soldotna, he'll post on Facebook for Homer, and we'll see what kind of interest we get. Probably 4 dozen women on Facebook that said interested. So we followed up with, okay, we're starting to make this happen. We've picked a date in January. We've picked a time period. Lieutenant Browning has a curriculum that he's used in the past.
According to Chief Meek, this will be a basic self-defense course. Participants will learn how to break holds.
If you look statistically, when you're talking about violence against women, most of it isn't punches. I mean, yeah, punches get thrown, and we'll address that in the class. But a lot of it is me just grabbing you by the wrist and pulling you around, or me grabbing hold of you and dragging you. We're going to talk about basic techniques on how to break those holds so that you can get away.
For those interested, contact either Lieutenant Ryan Browning with the Homer Police Department or Sergeant Stace Escott with the Soldotna Police Department. You'll find their contact details on the story at RyuKenai.com. Chief Meek encourages all those who are interested to register, and if more classes are needed, those will be added to future dates in 2023. A new Alaska Senate majority is now in place. The Alaska State Legislature announced late last week that 8 Republicans and 9 Democrats will form a bipartisan majority. In a press release, the legislature says this year's majority will focus on lowering Alaska's high energy costs, improving education, and revitalizing Alaska's economy. Alaska State Troopers in Anchor Point received a report of a stolen vehicle and a burglarized house in the Anchor Point area on Saturday, November 26th. AST located the vehicle and the male suspect near mile 160 of the Sterling Highway near Gravel Pit Access Road. The investigation determined David Inman Jr., age 46, from Anchor Point, had been illegally occupying a house without permission, was driving a stolen truck. Troopers discovered during the investigation the house had been damaged. Inman was arrested for burglary in the first degree, vehicle theft in the first, criminal mischief in the third, criminal trespass in the first, driving with a license suspended, and violation of condition of release, and was remanded to the Homer Jail, where he's being held without bail pending arraignment. The Coast Guard assisted the Alaska State Troopers locate and rescue a 73-year-old male missing hunter near Klawock Saturday. A Coast Guard Air Station Sitka MH-60 Jayhawk helicopter crew launched, arrived on scene at approximately 8:37 p.m., located the hunter, hoisted him, and transferred him to awaiting EMS and the Alaska State Troopers at the Klawock Airport. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.